Hi, welcome back to Booze Witches.
Oh, I hate myself. Talking Hi! About
boozing it up tonight.
We're boozing it up tonight. We've just had, I made margaritas, then we had sake at a sushi spot.
And then we had more tequila.
And then I just beer. Made more margaritas. And
yeah.
Cat's bitchy, I have a migraine. You know, it's a great night. It's Sunday. I hope you guys are excited. I hope you guys are up, you know, being degenerates like we are, not being prepared for Monday, literally going into Monday like it's fucking Saturday the next day.
We clearly do not care tonight.
Yeah, that's, you know. But we're here to talk about reality TV. The first thing we're going to discuss is The Real Housewives of OC, which just came on like a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Which we've always been obsessed with.
Not the last season, though. The last season I could care less about.
Yeah, the last season wasn't that great.
I'm excited.
This season has been...
Still looks a little boring, but I'm fine with it.
There were certain parts about last season that were good. Like, when Shannon and Kelly were getting into it, it was pretty good. I'm still not 100% sold on Kelly.
Yeah.
She kind of annoys me at times.
But I like her friendship with Shannon.
I like her friendship with Shannon, but she's a little bit dramatic. Like, honestly, when it comes to the Vicky and Kelly situation with the guy, I 100% get where Kelly is coming from, even though I don't like Kelly most of the time. I'm like, I get where you're coming from. It's girl code. But Kelly was also the one that said, you're dealing with somebody like Vicky who just doesn't get shit. And then she tells Vicky, I hope he finds somebody to date. I want him to have a girlfriend. And just, Vicky's not a trustworthy person.
Yeah.
She just doesn't have common sense. You're telling somebody, like, what do you think's going to happen?
Like, Vicky shouldn't have been secretive about the fact that she was going on a double date with her, and she was friends with Kelly before, you know.
Yeah, you met
the husband.
The husband through it. Kelly did want a divorce. Kelly is the one that fell out of love. He still wanted to be with her, but still, that's your friend, your loyalty towards her. But I get, Vicky's a fucking idiot. So, Kelly, I'm just kind of like, you know, you're saying these things like he needs to be with somebody. Can't say these type of things to Vicky. That's why she's just stupid. I mean, and I know Kelly has watched past seasons, so, I don't know, she should probably have more.
It's like she knows, well, she kind of knows what she's dealing with, or she should.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, too, is that Kelly is a Libra, which is the opposite sign of Aries.
Yeah.
Which is
Vicky is our husband's sign. And our husband was an Aries.
And Vicky and Shannon.
Shannon, yeah.
Which is funny because she, you know, used to get along with Vicky more, didn't get along with Shannon, and is now friends with Shannon, not so much with Vicky.
Yeah.
Not as close with Vicky, at least.
Well, Kelly is very self-absorbed. It's even funny kind of watching her.
It's that week of Libra. That first week
it
of Libra.
It is, because I have a lot of friends that week, and I love them. They're fun, but they can be very self-absorbed. And it's funny because a lot of my friends that have kids that are weak parent the same way, like the way she discussed in depth her whole life with her daughters. Like, my friends that have kids are like that with their children. So it's pretty funny to me to watch that. But Kelly's an interesting character. I think she's made friends with everybody, but I still don't believe Kelly is going to be a long-standing housewife. I give her like a few seasons, and I think she's going to turn into what's the lady that was on Beverly Hills? Brandy.
Mm.
I think she's going to turn into
interesting.
That. Eventually, she'll become an enemy again because she can't control herself. She says Vicky doesn't know how to be loyal, but neither does she. If she gets angry enough,
yeah.
Vicky doesn't know how to be loyal because she has no common sense. She's like fucking ding dong. She has the brain. Like, Vicky's smart and business wise,
but
every other way,
no.
She's like a fucking newborn child.
You know what? I hope with Kelly, though, I hope if Kelly does, or I hope she does evolve because I do like her personality. And with Brandy, I feel like there's like, she was too far gone to like ever come back.
I feel like
from
Kelly's
that.
Like that, though.
Really?
I do. I feel like she, I mean, I don't know.
Something
I have
about
a lot
her.
Of, I have a lot of. I do, too. I have friends that same week.
That are like that, yeah.
Like, bathe that week. I have a lot of friends that week, and I just feel like they're fun, and I love them. Like, Kelly is always out. She's always on the town.
Yeah.
She'd be that friend that would be hitting me up, and I'd be like, I'm meeting you. We'd be dancing, having a good time. But on every other level, like...
It's not that deep.
It's not that deep.
Yeah.
And, like,
I get that.
Yeah, and she says Vicky's not loyal, but she's not loyal either. She gets mad enough, she's going to blurt out some stuff that she shouldn't say. I've been mad at people, and I haven't blurted
out. We've seen that. I mean, we've seen that already from her.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Like, saying certain things. So I just think she'll dig herself into a hole eventually. Like, people like her because she's fun, but are you really a trustworthy, loyal person? No. So are you really going to probably last? No.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, too, like, Vicky is not trustworthy and loyal, but she's more just an idiot. Like, she's so naive where she's like, I don't get it. I didn't do anything. Like, she doesn't get it. Yeah. Kelly just does nasty things when she's angry.
Yeah.
And so then she's angry and she's just like, well, you fucked this guy last night. You know, all of a sudden, like, something like that comes out.
Vicky only understands loyalty in the sense when it's coming at her.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know how to give it back. And she's the type where she reacts to the reaction. So it's like, you know, someone pisses her off. So she's going to do something bigger to piss that person off. And it's like, that's such an unevolved Aries move, I feel like. And I'd like to know Vicky's birth chart, too, just to see, like, what else is in
her. Remember, it was seasons ago, but somebody did their charts and she was a double Aries. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was a while ago. I don't remember. Maybe it was like season 3, but somebody was looking at that and they were like, you're double Aries or triple Aries.
And like, no offense to Aries women, because I have a lot of Aries women in my life and I love them. But like, unevolved Aries women are like fucking
a nightmare.
Children.
What do you think about Vicky, Tamara, and Shannon's relationship? Do you think that's going to last?
It's interesting because Tamara is a Virgo who has a lot of Aries around her, including her husband.
I've always been a Tamara fan.
I like Tamara too, but I think that her time on The Housewives is done. I think her story is over. I just don't think that she has that much to give. It's like, okay, Eddie's got his health stuff now.
But she has the issues with her kids too.
I understand that, but it's kind of tired, and I feel like her storyline is kind of starting to die.
I get that. I feel like her story wouldn't die with her kids if she was allowed to show more of them.
Because then we'd be a little bit more invested. It's kind of like the same with Bethany. It's like, I want to know more about what's going on with Bethany.
Oh my God, I would love that. But her husband puts the halt.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
Because other than that, it is interesting. It's like, dude, what is this like?
But with Tamara, Vicky, and Shannon is a very loyal friend because she's an evolved Aries.
Yeah,
Vicky is an example of an unevolved Aries, so there's like these two opposites going on.
I love Shannon. But people try to make Shannon seem like she's crazy.
But she's not.
She's not.
You guys not realize she's been through so much shit with her husband. Yeah,
and she gets to a boiling point, and her husband's a Sagittarius, which we were just talking about this earlier. I've dated a lot of Sagittarius
men. Those men can be a little...
If they're uninvolved Sagittarius men, they will destroy your life. Think of Ronnie from Jersey Shore. Think of Javi from Team Mom. Like, Sagittarius men, if they're not on their game, if they're not evolved, beware. Just beware. I'm going to tell you right now. So I've dealt with plenty of them that have been worse than Ronnie. Like, burning your clothes. You come home, your whole life, your whole apartment's in flames. You're like, what happened? And they're just, like, acting hysterical. And they're sweet the next day.
That's funny that, like, fire attracts fire in that sense, like Shannon and David. But thank God that's over.
Yeah. No, 100%. I think Shannon's, like, I see her being sad right now, but I think this is the best. David is a weak man. He's successful. He is an attractive man, too, and he's successful. So, on an earthly sense, of course, he's going to attract women.
But he's got some money and his looks. Yeah.
But it's not sincere. And it's not really what he's looking for.
He's got some karma he needs to work
through. Well, not only that, but...
in his next few lives.
But she was sad about him attracting a woman right away. And it was like, dude, he's an attractive man with money. He's going to attract a woman right away.
She needs to rise above it. But it doesn't
mean the relationship is sincere. Doesn't mean the relationship is good. That's why I'm like, dude, this is all bullshit. And he's full of shit. And you know what? Shannon, if you want to keep the last name, fuck him. Keep it. If you don't, hyphenate it. It's your decision. Don't let him bully you into anything. Yeah. You know. Luckily, you're on reality TV. He can't bully you into shit. He starts doing shit that's bullying. Post about it, and the judge will rule in your favor.
The judge, a.k.a. Jeff Lewis, will just come after him.
Oh, I love Jeff. Jeff Lewis is an Aries, too.
I know. I love their friendship, too.
He's so out of control.
Don't like, you love their friendship, though?
Yeah, yes. I need to figure out what Jeff Lewis's husband sign is, too.
I've tried to look it up, and I...
It's hard to find.
Jeff Lewis is an Aries, for sure. And I don't think he's Week of the Child. I think he's, like, another week. But when we say Week of the Child, I think we've said it in past... podcast. You guys need to look at this book called The Week of, what's it called?
The Book of Relationships.
Book of Relationships, and it goes week by week in each tarot, Jesus Christ. I'm, like, obviously drunk. It goes week by week in each zodiac sign. Damn. I'm trying to say tarot. And it separates it by week. So, like, Aries, the first week is called Week of the Child, and we've had so many experiences with that week because it's like the first week of Aries, last week of March. So, anyway. Look that shit up. It's crazy. Anyway. Absolutely. I'd like to look up Gage. But once Flipping Out comes back, we got to figure that shit out.
Oh, I'm super excited.
I know Jenny is a Capricorn. Jenny
Pulos. Oh, is she? I see that going wild.
Yeah.
Because I have a few of my exes, their assistants are Capricorns. And they all work really well together.
Fuck. I feel like Gage is like so easy to figure out too, but I'm still just
like I can't wait to figure out what his sign is. I just want to know for sure.
Like maybe he's like a cusp.
He might be. Like, I don't know. I'm just so curious. But I love how Jeff is so bitchy, but it's so fake. Aries act like that, but they're just big pussies. Like, Jeff acts like bah, bah, you know, he does all that sporadic shit.
Because Aries are, like, outward.
Yeah, and it's all bullshit. And Gage is really on... You know what's so funny? Every time Jeff Lewis gets asked if he's a top or bottom, just doesn't want to answer, it's because Jeff is a bottom. Gage is definitely the top. Aries like to act all hardcore, uh-huh. But they're usually way more passive and way more feminine.
That's funny.
So it doesn't matter, like, man, whatever. Like, so I'm going to tell you,
yeah, Gage, Aries, men, yeah.
Gage is definitely. Yeah. So that's why Gage lets him get away with all that shit talking, because he's going to fuck him later.
Yeah.
And I think that's hot. Hopefully he doesn't get mad if he ever hears this podcast. And I so
we love you, Jeff.
Because we think that's hot. Like, you know what I mean? Own it. Who gives a fuck? Don't let that take away from your masculinity. You're fucking still badass regardless. Yeah. You know? Fucking anal sex, receiving, giving doesn't mean that you're less masculine.
Jeff Lewis is like one of the Bravo gods to me.
Oh, I know. I love him.
He's like my favorite.
I love him.
We love you, Jeff. Can you come on our podcast, please?
I'm like obsessed with him. He's so bitchy. It's like...
Jeff does love tarot and like astrology too. So, I mean, he'd be fun to like talk to you about that shit.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
I definitely think so.
Anything more about OC? The new ladies?
The new ladies. Yeah. So we have the lady on there, Emily, who is married to a Mormon, but she's not a Mormon.
But we haven't figured out her zodiac sign.
We haven't figured out her zodiac, but she was on a dinner date with her guy, and then she was talking about she wanted more kids, and I guess he's a Mormon, and they were talking about how he proposed to her, and she used to work for him, and he literally...
Proposed to her, like, on Messenger.
Over a Messenger. He said, do you want to get married? And they never had sex before because he's Mormons, and Mormons aren't supposed to do that. She could be covering for him, but...
It's still weird.
It's still weird regardless. He said that, and then they got married right away. It was not romantic. I just think when you have a relationship like that, it's very business-like.
Yeah.
And she's trying to act like it's a relationship of love. No, that's a business relationship.
Yeah.
And that's why when she said, I want another child, and he goes, well, if you want that, you need to find another man. Mm-hmm. You know why he said that? Because this is a business motherfucking relationship. You want a child? Clearly, I don't. You find another man. You want
and
a child.
And there's just like, I don't
you
see...
shut it down. There's no affection there.
Yeah.
It's completely business.
I was going to say, I don't see any chemistry.
She's just
them.
Like, oh, this is like a, oh my God, my husband, this and that. And I'm just like, another example of settling. Like, I'll give you like 2 seasons if you're around for that long before you want a divorce. He's literally just with you because the Bible, the Mormon Bible... says marry a woman
yeah.
and procreate.
Yeah.
It's not out of love. It's not out of whatever. He probably has fond feelings for you because he lays in a bed with you and fucks you, but there's definitely not a deep love there. That's not a relationship of depth. If she does stay on the show, it'd be interesting to see how this relationship unfolds. I call bullshit. I see it being just like what did Tamara Carler Christian Jugs or Jesus Jugs.
Oh, like Alexis.
And Jim. Yeah. How they're getting divorced. They came on with the whole religious shit. I see it being just like that. But we'll see. I'm tuning in. She seems cool, and I like a strong woman, but she could have did better marriage-wise. I'm glad she had kids, but I think she'll eventually be that man and find a guy that's really going to love her, because that's not it. That's not true love to me.
No, it's not. And it's funny that she keeps, like, covering for that, too. It's kind of sad, honestly. Yeah, especially seeing, like, someone with a strong personality like that. You're like, were you so desperate that you decided to marry him for that reason? Just because you wanted kids? Just because you wanted this? Just because you wanted some kind of commitment?
Like that. They want to keep up a certain...
To me.
Front, and they want to, like, just be married. What do you think about the Italian on there, Gina? The one that's married to...
I'm still on the fence.
I think when she's trying to defend...
She seems like a good mom. Her kids are cute.
I mean, her kids are cute. I don't know. To me, it's just like when she was trying to defend a relationship and she said, like, oh, my husband's never home. He's gone.
That whole thing's weird.
Most of the month, I don't know where he lives.
That's strange.
First of all, you are a woman from fucking Staten Island. You're an Italian woman.
Yeah.
I know fucking women from Staten Island that would knock a guy's head off if he fucking looked this way at a girl. Their hand would smack him right away. And you're over here like, he has an apartment. I've never seen it. I'm like, yeah, no, you keep trying to claim Staten Island, but you're really OC. Because no Staten Island woman would be okay with their man having an apartment and not knowing about it.
Yeah.
It's kind of embarrassing.
She's very passive-aggressive in that
way. Oh, my God. That's, like, embarrassing. Yeah. I'm like, I wouldn't even have that on TV. I'm like, oh, he has an apartment and you don't know about it. And I saw him. I Googled him. Of course, she's talking about, so I Googled him. And he's an attractive guy. I'm like, he's in Los Angeles. He has an apartment. He's definitely fucking other women. He's a really hot guy. Like, I saw him, and I was like, I know how bitches are in L.A. Like, he's having sex with other people. Now she filed for divorce.
I didn't even have to see him, and I knew that was happening, you know?
And now she's filing for divorce, which, good for
her. Yeah, come to find
out. Get happy. Whatever your arrangement was, that's, like, fake. Like, the whole situation was fake. I mean, she probably...
And she's a Taurus woman, too, so...
Yeah, it's like, pretend. It's like, oh, my God, no, we still love each other. He's just there, like, you know, he's working 7 days a week, and he comes home to love me. He's literally just working. He doesn't tell me where the apartment is because he doesn't want any surprises. He needs to focus.
Always putting on the cover.
No, he's in somebody else's pussy. That's why he's not telling me where the apartment is. Knock it off, sweetie.
Yeah.
Hopefully she gets common sense. Like, I don't know. I'm on the fence like Shannon is. I watch What's Happened Live, and I know Tamara knew them, and Kelly's going to say she likes anybody that likes her because... She's just fucking weird, too. But Shannon was like, I don't really care for them. Like, Shannon does give new people a hard time, too. But you know what? I'm siding with Shannon right now. I don't really...
Yeah, absolutely. I don't really know if I give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't really know if I give a fuck about them right now.
We'll see.
I need to be impressed a little bit more. Like, I don't know if they're worthy of being on Bravo Housewives.
Yeah. Should we, Is there anything more about OC?
No. Next, we're going to go on to...
let's talk about Below Deck.
Below Deck. And the first thing I think we should talk about is Hannah and Conrad. What do you think about that relationship?
Prominent romance of the season. Well, in this last episode, we see that they just possibly broke up for good.
Yeah. You know what? I'm honestly going to side with Hannah on this.
Absolutely.
I get really turned off if a man was, you know, like, oh, you owe me $10. Like, if I do something for somebody I love and care about, I'm not going to be penny pitching them. Like, regardless. But I am very old school. I do expect, like, a guy to kind of, like, take me out and do stuff like that. But if something came up and it was like, I went out with a guy that I was dating for a while, and we went to one spot where to get in there was a cover, and he always pays for everything, but he usually uses his cards.
Yeah,
he doesn't have cash on him like that, and he did have like $10 cash on him, but to get in it was $20.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, don't worry about it, I have $20 in my thing. I was not hitting him up later in the week like, got that $20 back, like, no. It's just like, come on,
you just don't do that.
it's in a relationship. Unattractive. It's just like, are you hurting? If you're hurting that bad, probably don't date.
If it's like a couple hundred dollars, $1,000, sure.
Well, then you're going to have another type of agreement, I feel
right,
like.
Exactly. And then it's like, okay, are you buying a present?
Yeah.
Are you a sugar daddy or like what?
Yes, yes. But like chump change, it's like, I'm not going to be like, oh, man, do you got that $20 back? I was just kind of, but Conrad, in his defense, he's very young.
Yeah.
This is why sometimes with guys, like when you're trying to date somebody that young, like it's like, oh.
And I feel like it was all bad timing too. I feel like Hannah was, you know, coming off of her anxiety attack.
Yeah.
She was coming off of, you know, Sandy on her ass, a really stressful season. And then Conrad kind of just like piles this shit on too. And so she's dealing with that at the same time. So it's like, I felt for her in that moment. I'm just like, you know what? She had a lot going on at that time, and I feel bad for her. So, and with the whole anxiety thing too, it was just like, damn, like I really relate to that shit, especially when you're like working nonstop for the general public. It's like, it's fucking intense, you know?
Yeah, and you live where you work.
Oh God, I couldn't even imagine that. And then you can't even separate that shit because you're like literally right there. Like, at least I can come home and like lay in my bed and get away from it. But it's like, you are literally on the same fucking
boat. Oh no, I felt so embarrassed as these people too, because I was just like,
it was so sad.
I freaked out about certain men in my life, but it's never been on camera, and I could not imagine if I was like, oh my god, I'm falling in love with this guy, I'm having a baby attack, and it was on TV. Like, I would die.
But it was interesting.
Power to her for like.
But it's interesting. Like, she mentioned that to Sandy while she was going through her anxiety attack, and then it's like, but didn't really explain the fact that, like, she had all this other shit on her plate, all this other shit she was thinking about. So Sandy's just assuming, oh, you're freaking out because you're falling in love with this guy, Conrad.
Yeah.
So Sandy's, like, chalking it up to that. And then I kind of feel like that's why Sandy came down hard on her.
But she was always down hard.
Always was, right? But I feel like she was like, oh, Hannah's just freaking about this, you know, about this dumb boy, whatever. Like, who cares? Like, didn't understand the brevity of her anxiety attack that was going on, you know? And it's something that people who don't have mental illness don't understand. It's like, you see someone freaking out, you think, okay, well, it's just about that. And it's like, no, it can be something so much worse.
Yeah.
You know? And so I thought that was really interesting. You know what's interesting, too, is that Conrad is a Taurus and Hannah's a Sag, and that's just like, woo!
Yeah.
What the hell?
Disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt fire like it's definitely a recipe for disaster, because I can't date Taurus men. I tried, and
I've dated many.
We're just like, it's like hitting a wall for me. I'm just like,
yeah.
And especially, I feel like a lot of Taurus men. So it's so funny that Conrad was making a big deal about money. So I will say, I've only dated, and I haven't seriously dated Taurus men, besides one guy who, I did kind of seriously date. But when I date Taurus men, I feel like they are the type that want to split the bill, and they want a woman that's going to take care of them. They like strong women. They like financially independent women that want to splurge on them.
Yeah.
And I'm not about that life. Like,
I just don't get turned on
by men that are, like, that's just me. Like, everybody's different. I'm not judging. Like, if you're a man listening to this, or you're a woman that likes to fucking treat your man every day of the week, that's on you, because it ain't over here. I will send my man your way if you email me. Just let me know. But to me, I don't find it attractive.
Yeah.
I cannot get wet for a man that's like, can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone? No, I cannot. I absolutely cannot. But most of the tourist men I meet are like that. They really want a handout. And I've gotten into arguments with a few guys that have taken me out on a couple of dates that are tourists, and they're like, using me, I'm not trying to be your sugar daddy.
Right.
Like, you know, why
they're very concerned
me
with materialism.
And I'm just like, you know what? And usually the tourist men I meet are attractive, and they feel like I should be catering to them. And I'm like, no, I'm actually very vain too, especially because my Venus is in Leo. Like, I'm not catering. It's not all about you. It's all about me. So I don't. That's probably why me and Taurus men don't get along. Like, because I'm like, after a while, I'm like, excuse me. There's too many egos in the
room. There's a lot of egos.
And my ego's about is way bigger than yours.
That's
and I'm
funny.
Gemini rising. I'm like, dude, no. Like, it's about me, not about you. I don't like shit like that. Like,
yeah. That's funny.
But Taurus men, I love you as friends.
Oh, so the other relationship we were going to talk about was Brooke and Joao.
Oh my God.
Joao.
And Joao is a Taurus and Brooke's, yeah, come to find out. Brooke's a Cancer. So I'm a Cancer, but I'm not a typical Cancer because I think it's because of my rising and moon because I'm Gemini rising Aries moon. Brooke has to be like double, triple Cancer.
She has to be. She's like the
most passive.
Oh my God.
Most,
and like the most like romantic,
yeah,
Cancer.
Most romantic. She's like, I'm going to lay in the street and get ran over for
Wait,
you.
Did
to
you see?
I love you enough.
You know the cute guy Colin who like has a crush on her.
Yes,
little,
I saw.
Like,
Watch
guy?
What Happens Live when he threw.
Did
the
you see
shade.
What he said?
Yes, I did.
I'm when sorry that was funny.
He said something about like anybody
he's like
could hit on Brooke.
Like, he's like if a pencil said he loved her, she would
she
fall in love
with
a pencil.
With it. And it's true. Because you know who was
I'm
like
sorry,
that?
That was funny.
Jenna was kind of like that too. Yeah. She's that type of Cancer where anybody could be like, you're beautiful. She would come to me like, he's in love with me. Told
yeah.
me I look nice.
They just
said my
obsessive.
Pants look nice. Like, he loves me. And I'm like, he just.
They're like, oh my God, we're married.
I was
now.
Like, I think he just likes your pants, bitch. I think he wants maybe to buy that for his mom or his sister.
You don't
want to
get in your pants.
Nothing
he just likes your
you.
Pants.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to get in them.
That relationship is very, like, you know, it's very much too, like, a young girl liking the bad boy.
Yeah.
Zhao, there's something I like about him. Like, I did not like him at all until I saw this scene where he was crying about his mom and what he went through in Zimbabwe and all that. And I started crying because, fuck. I was like,
yeah.
fuck. Joao made me cry and shit
yeah.
on this fucking episode. I was like, and then he went downstairs
sad.
And I was like, oh my God, okay, I do like him. But he's so trying to cover up
yes.
his emotions with his bravado.
Yeah.
That it makes, for me, the type of woman I am, I don't like men like that. So
yeah.
I automatically hated him right away. But when I saw him turn into a human, when he cried, I was like, oh my God, okay, I do like him. There is definitely a good side to him. I hope he gets past his trauma. And
because I don't like the way he talks to women.
I don't. He shouldn't have been saying that stuff
Hannah
to Hannah.
In particular, yeah.
He shouldn't have been playing those games between those girls. That's another
yeah.
insecurity side of him. Like,
yep.
The you know, all the player acting, it's not real. He's not really that type of guy. A woman can destroy this man. I would destroy him in 2 seconds. I'd break him right over my knee.
But he's preying on the weak women.
He's preying, exactly.
Know?
He's getting Brooke, who's like, in the other Casey, who's young and impressionable and all this other
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he can never do that to a Hannah. That's why he made the comments he made to her.
Exactly.
But, you know, Zhao, like, you are likable. You are likable, especially when you break down.
It's like just
but,
curb the ego a little bit.
Yeah,
and people
gonna
will like
him
you more.
A while. It's going to take him a while. He's going to have to grow the fuck up.
It might take him a couple lifetimes.
He's going to have to die, come back. It's going to be about 4 lifetimes.
Learn your karmic lesson,
Zhao will learn it eventually.
I just like saying his name, Zhao.
I like the name. I do definitely like it. But let's move on to Captain Sandy. I usually like Captain Sandy, but I didn't really like how she was treating Hannah this season. I feel like she was being a tad bit bitchy, and I feel like she had her favorites, which was whoever was kissing her ass, like Casey's kissing her ass.
Yep.
So she wanted to be cool with Casey.
Absolutely.
And I thought, like, Casey's not doing her job. Like, you got to support your head people.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to support what they're doing. They're the one running the ship. If Casey and if the two head people who are Hannah and Conrad are complaining about the other people, you don't invite Casey and Joao into the cockpit with you to fucking run everything.
Exactly.
And you overrule the two people running. You're going to have like confusion and type of like weird fucking energy in the boat after you do that.
Yeah. She's doing it on purpose.
I just thought that was, like, messy. I thought it was, like, not cool. I think, like, you know what? There's certain people that I don't like. Like, for me, it's really hard for me to work with Virgo men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they're above me. But if I came into a situation where I had to have, like, there was a Virgo man below me, even if I didn't respect everything they were doing, I would still support them. I wouldn't be going to the people underneath them, me as a leader, trying to bring them in, because I just think that is going to create a bad morale all around.
But you know what pissed me off about that too? And it's not, well, it kind of has to do with Sandy, but it was like Brooke and Casey kind of teaming up against Hannah and going, well, we feel like we're doing, you know, more than our fair share, and we feel like Hannah doesn't do anything, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, do you realize that, like, the chief stews, like, Hannah, Kate, you know, Kate, our other favorite, I'm just like, they have to go through so much for so many years and do the same shit that you do for, like, 10 years plus to get to this level.
Yeah.
They don't have to do the shit that you do anymore.
They don't have to clean the
toilet. Because they are the chief's dude. Yeah. They have to do higher level things that you don't understand what they're doing. Provisions and, you know, all this shit. Ordering. Arranging. It's like, calm down. Like, you are there because you're in the shit position. Yeah. You'll get there one day. But do you realize there's a hierarchy?
Yeah.
Does nobody realize that? That's
well,
the whole
you
thing
know
on the
who realizes it?
Hello?
Captain Lee. And I. That's why I like him. He
that's why I like him
supports-
much better. The hierarchy.
Yeah. Even if things aren't right, like when he thought things weren't right with the chef, guess what? He let them go. He didn't go, oh, you know what? I'm just going to let you stay, and then I'm going to be friends with the person beneath you.
Exactly.
Like, say, no. Hey, if I think you're doing a bad job, bye. I already hired somebody else. I would just be looking into, I wouldn't even waste my time calling you up, yelling at you. I'd just be like, you know what? This isn't working out.
Yeah.
I think you're great. We're not working well together. I already replaced you.
Yeah.
You don't go beneath that person and keep them on. You're just going to create, like, some type of disaster.
Sandy, like, beats around the bush in that way, and it annoys me. But it's, like, the two younger chiefs, or not, you know, the younger stews, I'm just like, you guys need to, like, serve your time, and you'll be where Hannah is.
Yeah.
You know? Stop acting like she's not doing your job, because it's not her job to do the shit that you do. Yeah.
No, Brooke
she's
is,
the leader.
Brooke isn't a, Brooke, I guess Brooke was, like, a chief stew like a couple other times, but you know what, like Brooke, like I can't even see her being a chief stew. She has no backbone, she has no spine, she can't be authoritative, like I can only imagine if she was a chief stew. I imagine the two people below her probably going to bed really early and her doing everything and not getting any sleep because she has no spine. So I'm like you know what, I don't even, and her not even saying anything. So that's probably why it all ran well. Because she was probably just up all night.
She's so passive.
She's too passive. Like, she doesn't know how to lead. She doesn't know how to. And then the fact that her, like, chasing Giles and crying over her last boyfriend and then trying to get with Adam.
Well, that's the thing. That's what's hypocritical, too, is that, like, Sandy comes down on Hannah and Conrad so hard. But it's like, you don't see Brooke and Giles, like, going out and, like, kissing in the hallway and shit.
She loves them. She
thinks
he's like,
that's the thing. It's just like, and she probably likes Brooke too. And I'm just like, they're hooking up too. And they're hanging out on the boat and they're like talking and making out in the hallway and shit. Like, and you know,
she's not saying anything. Yeah.
Like, you can clearly see that's happening too.
That was shady.
Yeah. It was shady.
Captain Sandy, you're the one woman on TV as a captain. Get it together.
Not a fan.
Well, you know, because right now it's like, Captain Lee is way cooler than you.
I can't wait for regular Below Deck to come back. I'd like to see Hannah and Kate on a show together.
Oh, yeah. I would like. Andy was just asking about that. He was like, who would be a chief stew?
I saw that.
Yeah, and she was like, oh, both of us would split it. And he goes, but she's been on chief stews longer than you.
So technically, Kate would probably
be above her. Yeah, yeah. But I don't think it would work, honestly. I think it would be a fucking nightmare.
They're two strong personalities.
And what did you think about the romance between Joao, Casey, and Brooke?
It's just like you said, he's just playing a boat.
Yeah,
playing both sides. It's a typical fuckboy.
When he was like flirting with Casey, and then said, I made my decision, and then Brooke sat down and he made out with her.
Yeah, I kind of felt bad for Casey in that moment because she's a young girl.
Well, I just
she's naive.
He is so lucky he is fucking with two very passive women.
Mm-hmm.
Because if somebody would have did that to me,
mm-hmm.
I would have literally grabbed gasoline and threw it in their eyes and then threw a match right along with it behind it. Casey literally walked away like a good little girl, didn't say anything. I was like, I thought there was going to be an explosion because that was like a high tension situation where he was saying all this stuff to Casey and then literally she got up for a second and then he's making out with somebody else.
Right.
I would have knocked his fucking block off.
Yeah.
He would nobody would do that to me. Like, I would have been like, are you fucking...
Well, like you said, she's young, naive, and impressionable.
Yeah.
You know.
It's fucking more.
It's not going to happen at this point. It's got to be a lesson learned for her.
Yeah. I don't know if they're still dating. I can't tell, but...
I was saying I'd like to see Brooke end up with that guy Colin. I think he's cute and adorable and funny.
I think he's over it, though. I think he's...
Well, yeah, that pencil comment. I was like, he's probably done.
Yeah, I think
done.
He's probably like, yeah, I'm all set. Like,
but then you saw he posted, like, a birthday video to her?
I think he's just quirky. I don't think it's that deep.
Yeah, it's not that deep.
I don't think it's that deep. I hope it's not, because...
I'd like to know what his sign is, but I don't know.
Fuck. I looked it up, but I don't remember.
I don't know his last name, so I haven't looked it up.
Gotta look into that for sure.
DM us, Colin, if you know. We're gonna tag you in this post.
Yes, yes, we definitely will.
Anything more on Below Deck?
No, I think that was it. I'm excited for the reunion because I want to see how.
They're going to do a Below Deck reunion this year, right? I feel like they didn't do one year.
No, they always do it.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of something else. Like they skipped a year or something.
It may be the first season they didn't, but yeah, for maybe. All of them, the other ones.
They've done it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Below Deck. Well, you know what? I wasn't like that excited about Below Deck this year, but like it's a really like, yeah. Well, it's exceeded my expectations. It's been really good.
Yeah. It's been.
And all the guests have been like insane and so good.
Oh, yeah.
Like
I've actually had friends that showed up on Below Deck a couple of times that I've
met. Yeah, that's right. Mediterranean, right?
Yeah, it was like the last season that just came on before the one that's on now.
Then maybe it was a regular Below Deck?
It was actually with... it was Hannah was on the boat.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, Hannah was on the boat because I remember my...
Can you reveal who it was?
Yes, it was my friends that own the... site Mr. Skin, which is like a site that shows basically it's kind of like a porn site that shows like if a celebrity in a movie has any type of like nudity, they show that nudity on that site.
Yeah.
And they were the ones that my friend hit me up and he was like, guess what we're gonna be on? We're gonna be on Below Deck. My PR rep hit me up asking if we wanted to rent the boat to be a part of it and, like, rent the boat for a few days or whatever.
I'd like to know all the pricing that goes into that.
I'll ask Sam for sure, but I remember he told me this, and he was like, yeah, we're going to be on it. But he told me, like, yeah, Hannah was on there. She was super sweet. She's super cute in real life. Like, anyway, I always thought she was cute, but he was like, yeah, it was a fun time. I saw, like, I didn't see all the episode, but I saw, like, a clip of it. But I was, like, cracking up because Jim was on the boat, which is the owner. And his wife, and then Sam, which is my good friend. I met Jim a couple of times, so I was like, oh, that's so cool.
And they had that crossover episode with Cynthia from Atlanta Housewives one time.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of interesting, too. But I need them to stop doing... Oh, my God. You guys, I'm still kind of drunk. I need them to stop doing those crossover episodes, and can we get some fucking Housewives crossover episodes, please?
Yes, I agree.
Like, who was the one recently that I was like, oh my god, this would be amazing? Like, either Dorinda in Jersey, which would be incredible, or who was in Beverly Hills? I was like, oh damn, that would be good. I'd like to see any of the New York Housewives in Beverly Hills and vice versa.
Oh, I would love that.
That would be epic.
Yeah.
Wait, they did Bethany on Beverly Hills one time.
Yeah, I wish, Beverly Hills went to New York. I mean, Luann was obviously in Beverly Hills, but I don't think she, you know... It's always a struggle for a tourist woman.
Yeah.
I don't think she has deep relationships enough with any of those. Because obviously, me and Kat were there when she was there having her brunch at Pump. But Lisa wasn't even there, nor anybody else. There's so many housewives in LA.
Would have been interesting, her and
Nobody
Lisa.
Showed up. Like, James showed up. Like,
ugh.
Vanderpump Rules people. But those, I mean, to her, those like children. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You'd want Lisa to show up. But she's like,
you
want to
see the women together.
Yeah, I think, you know.
You know what would be another epic crossover event would be, like, Atlanta and New York, which is my two favorites.
Oh, my God.
Like, I want to see, like, NeNe in with the New York girls, and I want to see, like, Bethany, Dorinda, Ramona, like, in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I want to see that shit.
That would be good. That
could you even imagine?
Yeah, that would be good.
I would die. Die.
That would be so good.
Yeah. So, Andy, can we make that happen? Thanks.
Yes. One of these days. One of these days. Hopefully, we'll meet Andy this year, especially if I go to New York and if you come with me for that Halloween party.
Yeah. That'd be exciting.
It's going to be all Housewives and et cetera and Vanderpump Rules. So, hopefully, we'll see Andy there. We'll be able to make things happen. Fingers crossed.
Love you, Andy.
Okay, next we're going to chat about Southern Charm, the reunion that happened that was so epic.
Thank God Skeletor is not coming back, a.k.a. Trashley, a.k.a. Ashley.
I stalk Ashley so much just because...
You're tracking her mental health?
Just because it's hilarious to me. It's funny. Like, she's such a negative, nasty person. She's unapologetic and just everything. Like, she acts like she is, like, sorry about something. Even she posts something and she's, like, apologizing in the post. If you watch her responses in, like, if she posts on Instagram or
apology, like, when she's responding to people commenting.
She's nasty.
It's, like, all backhanded comment, like,
she's just not a good person, and I just feel like she's just a low-level energy person.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like she's going to get a lot of karma. I feel like she is Thomas Ravenel's karma. Honestly, people, I hated on their reunion, and I saw, like, a couple of podcasts that I listened to, and they were acting like, oh, my God, Ashley's, like, a victim. Like, let me tell you, Thomas is not a good guy, but Ashley is his karma for that.
I think so,
she
too.
She is worse than him. She is just as bad as he is, if not worse. And she is here to teach him a fucking lesson. That's why they haven't broke up yet. Because she fucking tortures him and threatens him and does all that. And you know what? I don't wish ill on anybody, but he kind of deserves that shit. Did a lot of bad stuff.
The way he's treated women, yeah,
absolutely. The way he treated women, especially the mother. You know, he wanted to knock Catherine up because of her last name, because of who she was.
And the way she looked.
Yes, it's like, and really? Because he was attracted to her. You know, and then he tried to ruin her after that. He's tried to ruin other women before her, you know? So Ashley is his karma. And
absolutely.
He's going to have to learn the hard way with this and how to respect people. And, you know, he's just a very, you know, even when I saw him talking about Ashley when he wanted to be with her, with the episode we watched tonight, when he was like, I want to be with Ashley because my mom likes her, like my sister, so-and-so, and like, you know, that's really good. Like, that's the only reason why he cares. All he cares about what other people think. That's why I know he doesn't want to be with Ashley now.
It's always about society. It's always about his family liking her. It's always about physicality.
And he's only with her for show now because what? Because nobody likes her.
But I heard a rumor that they did break up.
You know what? She's on social media right now saying they didn't break up.
But is she trying to, like, just cover her ass?
No, I think she's threatening him. And I think so supposedly he was around Catherine.
She's going to end up stabbing him.
Let me tell you, I've dated Sagittarius, and the uninvolved ones, like you said earlier, the uninvolved. I went through some shit. Like, yeah. I've been in a car with people. They literally, like, threw my purse out, pulled the keys out of ignition, ran out my cars in the middle of the street, and they run, and then they would act like nothing happened the next day. It was just like, when I see Ashley, I'm just like, oh my God, I dated this person.
Yeah.
Like, completely crazy. And then people are coming over, they're like, I made pie.
Oh God.
And you're just like, no, no, no. And then you look crazy because you're like scared, and you're like, and everybody's like, what are you doing? Like, this person's like sweet.
I feel like I need to put a sound effect, like the Jaws sound effect.
Yeah, like, Ashley's a lunatic. And, you know, Catherine, I'm so like proud and happy that she stayed
queen.
Calm. Because I have had issues with staying calm in the past too. And so to see somebody do this and see all, like, the reward she gets from the universe from just keeping her composure.
Yep.
And even though she was frustrated and sad and upset or whatever, she still went home. She still, you know, embraced those feelings, dealt with it, and still came around being strong and not worrying about what the next person said to her, which just says a lot. And then just look at where, you know, you heard Ashley on, like, close to the season finale, she was saying, like, Catherine goes home every night and just is miserable because she knows I'm winning.
It's just so funny.
You're not
winning. All the things that she says about Catherine are literally the things that people, the viewers, see in Ashley. It's like Ashley's literally projecting all of that shit onto Catherine. Yeah, absolutely. It's like the shit that she says is coming out of her soul because that are the thing. Jesus, I can't talk. Those are the things that she's feeling.
Yeah.
But she's projecting it onto Catherine because of her insane jealousy and insecurity issues. And Ashley is such an unevolved soul that it's going to take her so many fucking lifetimes to redeem herself. Because in this lifetime, she is not redeemable by any standard ever.
She's not. And you know what's so funny? She's from the same town. And I wish I was still talking to my ex now, the older guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want to hit him up to be like, do you know this one?
Like, did she ever hit on you?
It's such a... Well, I'm sure she did.
Yeah.
It's such a small town.
He's a rich dude.
She's from Santa Barbara, but when she was saying Montecito, Montecito is right next to Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
And I know she's hung out in that area. And she's always on Butterfly Beach, which is Montecito, which my ex lived, where he lives now is right on Montecito, but before that, he lived in that area, but higher up, not right on the beach. So I'm just like, oh my God, like I know so many people probably know this person. And yeah. You know, I think Ashley, too, is threatening and hanging on to Thomas so much because after all this, it's like, who's going to even want to deal with you? Like, how she throws Catherine's past in her face. Somebody, eventually, karma's going to throw your past in your face, which is this series that came out this season.
Yep.
They're going to throw that in your fucking face.
But she's in such denial that she'll never, like, realize it in this lifetime. You know, she'll... Just
she's a classic Taylor Swift case.
Yeah.
Just not like doing shit, not holding accountability, not this and that, and you know, it's sad. Like I was just when I watched her on the reunion, I was just like, you are disgusting, you're trash. Like I just was not. I feel like they were actually too easy on her. Like the way
I agree,
Atlanta Housewives, how they went in on Kim, which I was proud of because Kim was acting. Like, and I, don't get me wrong, I like Kim, but Kim was being nasty the whole season. And then
you like Kim?
Well, at times I do like Kim. Not all the time, but there's certain things I do. There's certain, like, I like how open she is. I used to like watching her show. I used to like seeing her on the show. Mm. But when she came back on that Housewives and even her last season, Tardy Party, I wasn't a fan of.
She's, like jumped on her high horse. Like
she
Bethany
did.
Has,
she
know?
Jumped on a high horse.
Yeah.
And then I was like, and then everybody came like against her and she kind of acted like, oh, why are they coming against me? You talk shit about everybody.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot.
It's like, do you not remember?
Yeah. It's like, at least hold your own and don't be. And then she was saying some weird shit like, try to find another white woman to get on this couch with these people. You can't do it. Like, she was saying some stuff.
It's like the entitlement was like,
which
whoa.
Was so funny because I've seen her, like, because I follow Khloe Kardashian, I see her like,
always commenting, huh?
Commenting on Khloe Kardashian's all of her posts, like, your daughter's beautiful, I love you. Because Khloe and her were good friends. And Khloe responds to all the celebrities, and she skips over Kim's all the time. I was like, one thing you need to know about the Kardashians is that, obviously, the majority of them date black men. So you're making comments like that, probably not going to fly.
Yeah.
After, you know what I mean? Like, because their children are half black or, you know what I mean? Or look black or whatever. You can't be making comments like that. But I crack up because I saw, like, Kim commenting on more than a few of, and people are commenting like, you're the only one she ain't responded to. That's a celebrity. Like, people are, like, saying that to the post. And I was
That's
like,
funny. Shady.
I was like, yeah, it is shit because she's invited to some of the stuff that.
Well, she used to comment like on Chrissy Teigen stuff too, and I don't even know if she comments on Chrissy Teigen stuff anymore.
Yeah, because you make comments like that,
and you drag Chrissy and John into your literally into the season's drama.
Yeah.
Like, dude, like you're trying to act like you were friends with them, and it's like they didn't even ask for any of this.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Chrissy somewhat tried to defend her.
Yeah.
But John definitely did not defend her.
Yeah.
He was like,
I think Chris
kind
of felt bad.
He was like, I don't condone
blow
down for that. Like, John shut it down. Chrissy felt bad and said, like, something that was, like, borderline nice.
Yeah.
But, yeah, John was like, no, I would never do that.
Yeah,
like, I was like, poop. I was like, that's embarrassing.
To quote the great Lanithia Lee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was mortified. But yeah, no, the Kat Ashley situation, it's obvious that Kat won that. Ashley's not going to be back on the show.
I'm calling her Kat, I'm Kat.
Well,
she's
Catherine. Oh, look.
I'm
the only Kat. Sorry.
I own the name.
This is the only Kat.
I own the name. Didn't you not? Do you know
sorry,
that?
Sorry, we registered Queen Kat as this one.
I've registered
the
name
is
Kat.
Queen Catherine.
All other cats are canceled. Including Kat Von D, bitch. Get your kid vaccinated.
Oh, I don't like Kat Von D. I don't like her.
You heard her about that vaccination thing?
No, and I do not like her that.
But listen.
But what about
she's pregnant and basically announced it. You know, she's vegan and all that. That's fine. But announced that she's not going to vaccinate her kid.
Why did she have to announce it, for one? For what?
Because she posts all her shit on Instagram.
She's
but I'm
so
saying,
annoying.
Like,
there's something about her.
But she based it all off of, like, bad science, too. But it's like, everybody already knows you're supposed to get your kids vaccinated so you don't, you know, spread the really, like, juvenile diseases of, like,
what does she not want to
measles hear? And shit. But it's, like, she's basing it off of bad science, like, dumbass Jenny McCarthy.
I get certain things, like, you don't need to go in maybe for the flu shot all the time. I get stuff like that.
But vaccinating your children
right away.
That go in public.
And that's exactly
and go to schools.
And go to Disneyland.
Like, that's how the measles spread in Disneyland.
Well, not only that. This is how people used to die back in the day.
Exactly. So stop basing that shit off bad science.
I'm a big history person. And when we look at the sweating disease and all this stuff, people used to die. Like, if there's something for chicken pox, measles, stuff like that, it's worth looking into. And especially if
you see... Shit that's preventable.
Yeah. Because they can actually kill you.
Well, they think that vaccinations cause autism now, which is not true.
Oh, my God.
Like, look up any fucking scientific journal.
No.
Jenny McCarthy and Kat Von D.
I thought Kat was just, like, so annoying. I just
feel like she goes with, like...
There's something about her I do not like. And I didn't know what... I wanted to like her.
Like, she's a tryhard. Like, she's a tryhard.
Yes, it's something I don't like.
Yeah.
I want to like her. I watched a reality show, and I was like, I'm going to like you. You're supposed to be, like,
I used to like her, but then I'm like...
No.
She starts hanging out with those dumbass...
I do like your Lolita lips, even though you changed the formula... And you fucked us all up, and that, which pissed me off. Took off the market for 3 months to change the formula, which it did not need to be changed. When something is perfect and it's always sold out, I've been on wait list for Lolita, and then you go and change it. Yeah. Oh, now you have two, and neither one of them is this.
There's three now,
but none of them are the same as the old one.
Yeah.
Thank you. Like I still like Lolita, but it's creamier, and I have to mix it with a hint of a pink one. Just to make it right. Because you fucked it up. Now I gotta look for it. Like, I'm like, her lipstick was sold out every time I went to the store. I had to literally wait online and order it. And then I go and they go, oh, we're not getting it back. She's, this was like November. They're like, no, we're not getting it back. She's changing the formula. I'm like, what is this bitch, a fucking idiot? Does she not know marketing 101?
Yeah.
When something is selling out, if there's other lipsticks that aren't selling out, you change the formula.
Yeah.
You don't change the one of that isn't, you know what I mean? Whatever. You think you're smart. Like, obviously.
She's not smart at all. Sorry. Whatever. Not a fan.
Well, I'm not either. But, anyways, we're Team Kat, if you couldn't tell by that conversation. I'm
Team Kat me. Team Kat me. I'm Team Kat myself. I'm Team myself.
Team Catherine.
And I'm also Catherine.
Oh, my God. I cannot.
She's going to kill me right now, you guys.
What did you think about Andy's interaction with Ashley on the show? I think he could have been harder on her. I think he was
He could be harder.
I think.
On everybody.
Yeah. I think
he was Housewives, too nice. I don't care who you are.
I think Andy was so
nice. I love
nice.
Him, but he's way too nice on everyone.
But I did love when he looked at Ashley and he went, and not Ashley, he looked at Catherine and he went, I want to say, I respect you for your restraint.
Yeah.
Because if this woman would have said those words to me, I would have fought her. And Andy saying that was mind-blowing.
I appreciated that.
But there were so many other questions and so many other things he could have said to crazy Ashley. And I hope Ashley's mom puts her in her place. Because if that was my daughter, I would beat her ass. I'd be like, you are a fucking embarrassment right now. What are you doing?
Maybe her mom's is delusional, too.
I don't think so. I think her mom is just, like, embarrassed and mortified. She posted a photo with her mom because supposedly her mom disowned her, but I don't know. But then she posted a photo with mom. Anytime you say anything about Ashley, like your mom disowned her, somebody broke up with her, she'll post a photo with them. And then take the comments off to kind of prove it otherwise. I'm like, God, this woman's a psychopath. Like she actually
really
scares the living shit out of me. If I saw her, I would just have to like
suck. Is there a way that Catherine can like, or I don't know if she already did, but like to like have the kids not be near Ashley at all?
I think she put it in their lot. So when she got 50-50, I think she put that in their custody contract. But it hasn't been signed because everything's been agreed upon, I think, money-wise, like child support-wise and everything else.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's been signed yet because I heard that Ashley has private groups, private fan groups, where this is how it got out with the nursing like organization that she was like taking pictures with you know, people she was taking care of, which is not
allowed. I saw that. That's against HIPAA.
Yeah. So this is how it got out, because she has a group of, like, people that make fake accounts that fight for her, and she sends them
videos. Which is basically just herself doing all that?
No, she has psychopaths that do that for all those fake accounts. And
you sure that's just
what? I report you when I see accounts like that, and especially, like, if I see anything on Catherine's page like that, I automatically report it, and I get those accounts shut down. I don't play those games.
Yeah,
like,
good for you.
Not for people that I like. Like, I used to do that for Stassi, too, when she used to get a lot of hate because I loved Stassi. I was like, report. I was like, abuse. Like, in the comment would be taken off, and the account would be, like, shut down right away.
Yeah, good.
I definitely do not play that with people that, even though I don't know them.
Well, especially, like, people who are, like, bullying people for no reason and just, like, really nasty hate. Like, well, these online trolls.
Yeah,
are,
and
like,
she was
gross.
She was claiming Patricia and Kat was doing that, but it was deflecting again. She's doing that.
Yep.
She was having people create accounts and do stuff like that.
I still think she does all of it herself. Yeah. She has no time. She has all the time in
the
world.
And then she was sending videos to her, like, the people of Catherine's kids in that group. She was sending them videos.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so one of the girls that reported her to
HIPAA,
she's
fucked up,
was saying that she was sending videos of the kids and doing all this stuff. And she's the one that showed that video of her with the guy that she was taking care of. So I was like, what a fucking sick bitch. She's disgusting. Like, I don't know.
She's really fucked up in the head.
I'm glad you won't be around next season. I'm excited to see the season without her.
Without Thomas, hopefully.
Without Thomas, too. Like, Thomas needs to fall on a knife really quickly. And
to quote, like, season three, Catherine. Remember when she told Whitney to fall on a knife?
You know, it's like, Thomas is, it was so funny. I was watching Catherine expressions when they were talking about Thomas, his accusations. And she's like, he's going to be cleared. They're just allegations at this point. And that Catherine's looking like,
that's
really
a great impression.
I'm like, sweetie, like, he paid off a woman.
Yeah.
To stay quiet about something.
Yeah.
So obviously this isn't going to go, I don't know about how it's going to go with the nanny, but if he paid a woman off to be quiet about a situation,
that shit's
It's not going to go away like
it's
that.
Coming out.
Common sense says absolutely not.
Yep.
And, you know what? It's his karma. He needs to learn how to respect people. Not even just women, just people in general. He just needs to learn how to respect other people. He's been on the high horse for a long time.
Yep.
He's been an attractive male that has a lot of power for a long time. And now it's time for, like, Thomas, I feel like he's another person that his soul is very young.
Yeah.
And
it's a lot of karmic learning to do.
Yeah. And he definitely has a lot of growing up to do. And I'm glad, like, his relationship with Catherine reminds me of the relationship I had when I was in fucking high school. And I'm like, I'm so glad she's, like, over that and moving forward. And she's going to meet somebody great and not have to worry about this fucking psychopath.
And I hope it's not Shep. I mean, I love Shep, don't get me wrong, but I just don't see them together.
No, you know what?
That's just me.
I don't either. I really love Shep, but Shep's not going to be ready for a relationship for probably another
rest of
5
his life.
Years, 10 years, something like that.
I'm like, rest of his
he's
life.
He's not ready. He's not ready. Like, eventually he's going to want kids, but I just don't see that happening anytime soon.
Also, a plea to Bravo. Please don't show JD on the show anymore. He's disgusting.
God, he's so gross.
There's no relevance.
His wife is gross, too. I don't want to see her.
But
either.
There's no relevance there. It's like the
no
show
relevance
is
to him or his wife.
But
Bye.
The show is moving in a younger direction anyway. It's like it's away from Thomas, away from JD, away from Whitney even, because Whitney stepped away.
Yeah.
But it's like they're showing the younger kids on there, and it's much more entertaining, and, you know, it's just much more relatable, I feel like.
Yeah, even when freaking, like, even when his wife came on, I was just like, after Naomi stated her piece and said everything, like, about that, and then the way his wife acted, I was like, we have no time for you.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to be caught back in the fucking 1910, then you go back there and you don't take Naomi with you. Because you were over here saying everything was okay to say and then you changed your mind. You're just not somebody I respect. And Naomi's way too forward thinking for you. Get the fuck away from her. I'm glad they're not friends anymore. You want to raise your kids in that type of environment or make it seem like it's okay for a man to act like that? and not stand up for what's
then right. They're like, part of the problem. They're part of the problem in this country and the male toxic masculinity. Bye. Yeah, y'all are canceled.
Yeah,
bye.
That's why I was like, ew. Like, she came in like, this is my man. I was like, he doesn't even cry. He's been fucking everybody else. Why are you walking in like you have something?
At the baby shower?
Yeah. Acting like you had something hot on your shoulder. And then people acting like Naomi was crazy. And, like, Naomi was the one taking care of this woman every day when she was acting like she was about to kill herself.
Exactly.
And then I would be the same way. That's hard for me. I've been in situations with friends like that. And that's why I'm done with them at certain times. I'm like, you want to be with this person and support them? That's fine. But we're not friends. I'm not going to be in no situation with anybody like that. Somebody's beating your ass or cheating on you every day you're crying about. And then you're like, I'm gonna fuck them again. You've dropped that fan 30 times. Kat has literally had a fan in her arms. She's dropped it 3 times. Like, it's like absolutely.
It's just like a hand fan, you know, that you use yourself.
Ridiculous.
So we're gonna end this podcast on this note that toxic masculinity is canceled. Bye.
It definitely is canceled.
That wasn't goodbye for real, but we're ending the episode now.
We're ending.
Because I'm going to sleep.
Oh my god, you tired bitch. I mean, I'm tired too. I have like work. Early.
Yeah, I gotta get up in 6 hours.
Thanks. I hope you guys for tuning in. Leave us like, you know,
Leave us nice comments.
Yeah, leave us comments and, you know, let us know any other shows you guys listen to that you guys want us to talk about.
Or any other topics about history or astrology.
We're gonna get I'm getting hopefully Kat on the Tudors soon and the White Queen.
Let's do an episode about my dumbass ancestry.
Yes, but we need you to watch both series first, and you can watch them. All right,
we'll get there.
No, you can do this. No, we're not going to get there. You can do this. What do you mean we'll get there? Like,
I'm saying it's going
to
happen.
This is your family. You need to watch it all. Yeah, she's related to the Tudors and everything, and I'm obsessed with this era, so I'm so excited for this. But we'll keep you updated with all that.
Follow us on Instagram, Booze Witches, Twitter, The Booze Witches.
And we're going to start a YouTube page soon. It's going to be funny and it's going to be fucking funny. We're going to be retarded and...
No, don't use that word. I don't like the word.
Oh, we're going to be silly?
Silly.
Can we not use... You know where we're retarded like use a lot, though? The East Coast.
Oh, okay. I don't like it, though.
Why?
I don't know. It makes me uncomfortable.
Oh, my God.
No, but it is, like, politically incorrect.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to say we're going to be silly on our YouTube page. We say that on the East Coast a lot, but maybe we shouldn't. Maybe it is politically incorrect. Yeah. You know what?
It's okay.
Rhetoric is, it does have a power, and, you know, sometimes things change. But we say that a lot on the East Coast. Maybe we shouldn't be saying it anymore. But
it's all good.
I'm on the West Coast now. Maybe we need to change that. I've been here for a while. All right, but thanks for listening and leave us your comments.
Bye.